Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into a book that's been on my mind a lot lately. It's called Respect, and it's by Robert Dylan-Schneider. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What did you make of it?
Oh, I'm so glad we're talking about this. Respect by Robert Dylan-Schneider is one of those books that feels simple on the surface, but actually flips a lot of what we assume about success on its head. He's a PR guy who's advised Fortune 500 companies and world leaders, and he's basically saying that respect isn't just a nice to have. It's the actual currency of human interaction.
Right, and that's the phrase that stuck with me. He calls it the currency, and I think we all intuitively know that, but he breaks down why it's so much more strategic than just being polite.
Exactly. And his first big point is that respect is not something you're entitled to. You don't get it just because of your title or your accomplishments. You have to earn it through consistent behavior and genuine character.
And he makes a great distinction between respect and fear. You can force compliance with fear, but that only works short term. Respect builds the kind of loyalty and trust that actually sustains a relationship or a team over the long haul.
Yeah, that's the core of it. And then he layers on this idea that respect operates on multiple levels at once. There's the respect you give to others, the respect you receive, and then there's self-respect, which is the foundation for everything else.
So if you're not right with yourself, it's hard to give or receive respect authentically. That makes a lot of sense.
Totally. And he gives examples from his own career of leaders who ignored that and ended up isolated and ineffective. On the flip side, leaders who cultivate self-respect without arrogance attract the admiration and cooperation of the people around them.
Okay, so let's get into the practical stuff. How do you actually earn respect? What are the principles?
The first one he emphasizes is integrity. Without honesty and consistency, nothing else matters. He tells stories of business leaders who cut corners for short-term gains and permanently damaged their reputations. And then he highlights people who held their principles under pressure and came out with their influence enhanced.
That's the slow build, right? Respect is built through countless small decisions, but it can be destroyed in an instant by one act of dishonesty. That's a sobering thought.
It is. And the second big principle is listening. Genuine, empathetic listening. He argues that in our age of distraction, giving someone your full attention is a rare and powerful gift. When people feel truly heard, they respond with gratitude and openness.
And that's a skill you can practice, right? He says it's not innate. You can learn to set aside your own agenda and ask thoughtful questions.
Right. And then there's the really hard part. He talks about giving respect to people who maybe don't deserve it. That was a tough pill for me to swallow.
Oh, me too. He says extending respect to difficult or adversarial people isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. When you treat someone with dignity regardless of their behavior, you elevate yourself and open the door for transformation.
And he has these stories of negotiations that were resolved not through force, but through the patient application of respect. It acts like a solvent for hostility.
So, then, where does leadership fit in? Because this book had a lot to say about that.
Oh, absolutely. He's really pushing back on the old command and control model. He says the most effective leaders know that respect isn't a zero-sum game. Giving respect to others doesn't diminish you. It enhances you.
So instead of relying on hierarchy and coercion, you build a culture of collaboration and mutual respect. And he says that taps into the full potential of every team member.
Right.
People go above and beyond out of loyalty, not fear. And that's just better results all around.
Okay, but what about when you mess up? Because everyone does. He has a whole section on rebuilding respect after it's been lost.
Yes, and I really appreciated this part because it's so practical. He says the key is humility, accountability, and a sincere commitment to change. You start with a genuine apology, not one with excuses. Then you take concrete actions that show you've changed. And then you're patient while trust rebuilds.
And he warns against defensiveness and blame shifting, which just make it worse.
Exactly. But his message is hopeful. The path to redemption is difficult, but it's almost always possible if you're willing to do the work.
There's also this whole angle about respect and power. He challenges the idea that power automatically commands respect.
Right.
He separates positional power, which comes from your title, from personal power, which comes from your character. Positional power can vanish overnight. Personal power is yours forever. And he says that's the kind of power you should be building.
That's a liberating idea. It puts the responsibility for your influence squarely in your own hands.
And then there's self-respect. He says it's the foundation. Without it, you can't give respect authentically or receive it gracefully. He talks about setting boundaries, pursuing meaningful goals, and treating yourself with the same kindness you'd give a friend.
And his advice for rebuilding self-respect is hopeful. It's never too late to start.
Right.
But he's also realistic. He acknowledges that some people will take advantage of your respect, and you need wisdom and boundaries. It's not about being naive. It's about being principled and discerning.
So what's the big vision here? What does a world full of respect actually look like?
He paints a picture of organizations and communities where people feel safe to share ideas, take risks, and contribute their full talents. Conflicts get resolved constructively, trust flourishes, and people feel a sense of belonging and purpose.
And he insists that's not utopian. It's achievable through consistent practice. He gives examples of leaders who've done it.
Yeah, it's not about grand gestures. It's about the small, daily choices to treat people with dignity.
So, for me, the one thing I'm taking away is that respect is a skill, not a given. It's something I can actively work on in every conversation, every interaction, and that's actually empowering.
That's a great takeaway. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, there's a whole library of books like this on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction summaries in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. It's a great way to keep learning on the go. Respect is the quiet force that shapes everything. Give it freely, earn it honestly, and watch your world change. We'll see you in the next one.